I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea has issued strong warnings to those countries that supported the latest United Nations sanctions in response to North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. Reuters' John Hyland reports.
North Korea described the latest UN sanctions against it as an act of war on Sunday, saying it was tantamount to a complete economic blockade. In a statement, the country's foreign ministry threatened to punish those who supported the measure. The UN Security Council unanimously imposed new sanctions on Pyongyang on Friday, following its recent intercontinental ballistic missile test. The measures seek to limit the country's access to refined petroleum products and crude oil, with a near 90% ban. The UN also wants to curb earnings from abroad, with a demand for the repatriation of North Korean workers within 24 months. The US-drafted resolution, supported by longtime Pyongyang allies Russia and China, commits the Security Council to further sanctions if there's another nuclear test or ballistic missile launch.
Venezuela has begun releasing some political prisoners. In a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition, President Nicolas Maduro's government decided to release at least 80 people. However, rights groups say that the government is holding as much as 268 political prisoners. The United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned the move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warning that if successful, it would hamper efforts for Euro-Atlantic integration. The U.S. has been a key ally and a financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and then declared independence in 2008. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to